Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Consistency Wins the Race. After being beat by the tortoise, Hare reminds himself, don't brag about your lightning pace, for slow and steady won the race. There's wisdom for today in this age-old fable, and today's lesson is about the power of being consistent when it comes to reaching your goals. Whether you have committed to eating healthy, to exercising regularly, or to achieving an aggressive sales target, being consistent will play a crucial role in achieving your goals. To illustrate the value of consistency, doing the right activities correctly over time, consider this amazing fact. A single penny doubled every day for 31 days results in a whopping $10 million. The same penny doubled every other day for 31 days yields just $163. That's less than 1% of the $10 million you would get if you doubled it every day. The real value of being consistent isn't about how to make $10 million. It's much more practical and widely applicable than that. Consistency is about developing the persistence and patience necessary to stick with your goal until it is realized. I have learned repeatedly throughout my career that the fastest way to achieve any goal is by being consistent. The greatest challenges that you must be prepared for in being consistent are your excuses. Excuses such as, there are a million other things I have to deal with. It's impossible for me to focus on just one. Or, it's hard for me to be consistent because I'm just so busy. Or, sure, that was important last week, but my priorities are constantly changing. Do any of these sound familiar to you? It's ironic to think that our excuses are the biggest challenges we must overcome to be consistent in doing what is required of us to achieve our goals. Isn't that ridiculous? Think about it. It's the excuses that we allow that sabotage us from achieving our goals. I have fought this battle of excuses enough during my career to know that the only way my excuses won't keep me from being consistent is if my goal is important to me. When I decided to begin a career as a residential real estate agent at the age of 23, my lack of experience put me well behind the pros who had been making a living selling real estate for years. But I did have one distinct advantage. I was determined to succeed. Because I had such a strong desire to become a successful realtor, I was consistent and prospected nearly every morning, Monday through Saturday, whether I felt like it or not. There were always other things I needed to do and would much rather have done, but I knew that doing this one activity consistently was the key to achieving my goals, so I did it. Within 4.5 years, I was one of the nation's top-selling realtors, selling over 115 homes a year. At age 28, I became one of the youngest realtors ever inducted into the RE/MAX Hall of Fame. As I look back, I credit being consistent in my daily prospecting efforts as one of the defining keys to my success. So, do you have a goal that you want to achieve? If so, start by making a list of those activities that are most important in helping you reach that goal. Then, follow these 7 recommendations. First, make a commitment. After you identify the activities that you need to do to accomplish your goals, make a commitment to do them consistently without fail or excuse. Make that decision as to when and what you will do in advance rather than waiting until the time you plan to do it. Number 2, set up routines. Establish a routine to do your daily activities. For example, if you're going to exercise every morning, set up a routine. Allocate the amount of time that you need for each activity up to and including your exercise period, such as getting out of bed, dressing, morning chores, and travel time. Third, don't allow excuses. Resolve right now that you will not permit yourself to make excuses. Fourth, take advantage of your peak energy state. When is your energy level at its highest? Whenever possible, use these times to devote to the activities that you need to be consistent about. It's much easier to do what you know you should do when you have energy than when you're exhausted. Fifth, do the challenging task first. I have found that it's always best to do the most important activities first. If the tasks that will drive your results and help you achieve your goals are hard, do them first. It's easy to put off the things that we don't enjoy. Sixth, review your goals often. After writing down your goals, consider writing a commitment letter to remind yourself why your goal is important and to list the reasons you want to achieve it. Review the letter anytime you find yourself procrastinating or rationalizing that something else is more important. And lastly, number 7, commit to 21 days in a row. It takes 21 consecutive days to make something a habit. Let me encourage you to set a goal to be consistent in your efforts for 21 consecutive days. Once you have done it for 21 days, those activities which may be difficult today will become a habit and will be much easier to perform each passing day. Here's a summary on what it takes to win the race. First, look at your goals and decide what you need to do with consistency to achieve them. Next, determine which of the 7 suggestions that I've just shared with you apply to your situation. Then, put together your daily action plan. As part of your plan, set a consistency goal that you will maintain over an extended period of time. And above all, be realistic. Biting off more than you can chew will only result in more frustration. And remember, you are in control of your life and how you spend your time. You can achieve any goal that you set for yourself if you will be consistent in doing the correct activities correctly.